Listener Ned wrote from Topsail, NPR is ending Talk of the Nation on July 1st. Is it possible that WHQR will at that time broadcast both hours of the Diane Rehm Show? That would be great. In response, as for WHQR's plans, those are uncertain at this time. We will certainly weigh our options, and Diane will be one of them. Also note the good news that Science Friday will continue to be distributed by NPR. You may have heard that Science Friday's host, Ira Flatow, will be our guest of honor at a fundraising luncheon in Wilmington on May 21st. Right now, we're still soliciting sponsors for this event. Please keep following news about it on our website at whqr.org. And members, be on the lookout for more information in our weekly email newsletter. A recent segment by Planet Money, heard on All Things Considered and on This American Life, focused on the rapid rise in claims for disability benefits. This series was called Unfit for Work. A Wilmington attorney who works with disability claims took strong exception to the series, calling it, quote, obscene that, quote, traumatized American workers who apply for Social Security disability insurance benefits are being publicly ridiculed, unquote. He went on to write that it is, quote, deplorable to trivialize the plight of those injured people or to suggest that they fake disability as a choice. He goes on to ask if there is any civilized country that requires citizens to hire a lawyer and go through a trial to receive basic medical treatment. And he concludes by saying that there are people in this community with extremely serious medical issues being denied coverage and treatment, while, quote, WHQR chooses to air sensationalistic entertainment in the guise of reporting. That is simply shameful, unquote. In response, I wrote to this attorney, your letter raises significant issues concerning this segment. Such issues need to be debated openly and robustly in our society. This American Life covers a wide range of topics. The Washington Post, for example, has praised the Unfit for Work segment as a valuable addition to the national dialogue. And finally, after a week of fundraising, our staff let loose their creativity on April 1st. Bob Workman announced on our website that the station had decided to jettison its current classical music schedule in favor of a new locally hosted crust punk murder block, which, with intern John Mortara's assistance, features music from notable groups such as Extreme Noise Terror, Doom, Cannibal Corpse, and Dirt. Well, that story is still on our website, now with the disclaimer that it was, in fact, an April Fool's prank. Some readers, who we hoped actually did get the joke, nevertheless told us of their program preferences anyway. Listener Tracy wrote, I still wish you had more talk or other kinds of music besides classical through the midday. Listener Martelon wrote, I think there isn't enough classical music throughout the day. That's what WHQR is known for. I don't want to hear watered-down talk shows. More background information about the classical music being played is what's lacking. Listener Bill S. Corbett wrote, I'd like to hear some jazz. I think we're missing this great music on the station. And listener Cleve, if I'm getting that correctly, from Monkey Junction wrote, so happy we'll be hearing an hour of Sacred Harp every day. Oh, wait, never mind. Oh well, I still hope to see some of you tomorrow at the Cameron Art Museum for a real Sacred Harp singing, starting at 10 o'clock. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. And you can always leave a message for Friday Feedback via email to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.